Vessel monitoring measures are used to track and monitor the position, course, and speed of fishing vessels. They can establish whether these vessels are violating fisheries laws and inform fisheries managers how, where, and when a certain fisheries resource is being exploited. Vessel monitoring measures are now required for all commercial fishing vessels weighing 3.1 gross tons and above under the amended Fisheries Code RA10654, amending RA8550. The law improves measures to fight illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. Vessel monitoring systems can deter IUU fishing. How do they work? Step 1. A transporter is a GPS-like device that is installed in the vessel. Step 2. Using cellular signal, the transporter transmits location and other information about the vessel. Step 3. The monitoring station receives the signal. Radio frequency transmittal. Step 1. A transporter is installed in a fishing vessel, plots data, and sends a signal. Step 2. A transceiver receives and beams it to radio frequency waves to another receiver. Step 3. Monitoring station receives the information. Vessel monitoring systems are easy to use and cost-effective. Local government units play a key role in enforcement of fishery laws. It is the way for our local officials to help protect our marine resources and helps in monitoring of fishing vessels in no-take zones. It also supports efforts of Bantay Dagat in patrolling our waters. It greatly affects the lives of Filipino coastal communities who depend on fishing as a means of livelihood. Vessel monitoring systems can likewise help marine scientists in data gathering to better manage our country's fisheries. These vessel monitoring systems have been piloted in regions all over the country, and many of the test groups strongly urge others to use it. Oceana continues to work with an alliance of responsible fishermen and communities to find ways to work with government to ensure that these vessel monitoring systems are rolled out in accordance with the law. Join us and help ensure the protection of our oceans and the livelihoods of those who depend on them.